previously on Snicktoons. We had an awesome series retrospective where I went back through and I ranked some of my top seasons, top episodes, favorite quotes. I had listener call-ins and emails, and it was just a really great time going back and reliving our whole experience with X-Men, the animated series. If you haven't listened to it, go back and give it a listen. Like I said, it was a great episode, a whole lot of fun. It was just me, just a solo episode, but I had so much fun just getting to talk about the series as a whole and what it meant to me, especially going back and recording with all my various guest hosts and everything. It was just so much fun. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back, give it a listen. It is the X-Men, the animated series retrospective. But stay tuned because myself and some returning special guest hosts are going to discuss and break down the official trailer of X-Men 97. All right, bub, as you heard at the top of the show, we are back with some special returning guest hosts. I am back with my two sons, Maxton and Landon. Boys, welcome back to Snicktoons.
Sup?
I am honored to be back on the show.
Hey, there you go. Much better second time around. All right, so it's been a while since we've recorded anything together. It's been a while since I recorded anything for Saturday morning Snicktoons. The three of us, we have been patiently waiting for news regarding X-Men 97, the revival series that is the sequel series to X-Men, the animated series. We have been, like every 2 or 3 days, we have been Googling a release date to see if any news is dropping. I'm not on the social medias anymore, so I have to get my news, I have to go seek it out myself, right? The other day, I took a day off work to have a super long weekend, and I wake up to a text message from my buddy Jamie, who has been on the show before, Nerdology 5280. You guys know him. I wake up, I have a text from Jamie, and it is a link to a trailer. So I hit play, and it's X-Men 97. It's the official trailer. We finally have the official trailer for this series, and we finally have a release date, March 20th. I don't know if that's all 10 episodes. I don't know if that's the first episode or the first two episodes. I don't know how they're going to do it. They've done shows where they've dropped all of the episodes at once. They've done shows where they do weekly drops. I don't really see X-Men 97 needing weekly drops, but we'll see. It just says streaming March 20th, which, that's a Wednesday, so they kind of missed the boat there by doing a Saturday morning release. But, you know, it is what it is. So let me ask you boys, before we start talking about this trailer, what X-Men stuff, if any, have you guys been up to? Maxton, you go first.
Well, I've been starting to read the Claremont run of Uncanny X-Men, which I think was technically called X-Men at the time, but whatever. Point is, I would like to apologize, because earlier in the podcast, I said that Claremont was boring. And reading through, I now realize that I was like 99% wrong and 1% super duper mega wrong.
Well, in all fairness, you were younger, you were a kid. I don't know if I would have been able to get into Claremont when I was like 8 or 9. There's a lot of words, a lot of characters, stuff. And it was a very decompressed style of writing, you know, that there's a lot of dialogue, there's a lot of plot, there's a lot of narration that he packs into 18 pages. You know, the amount of story that Claremont and, Dave Cockrum or John Byrne or whoever's doing the art, the amount of story that they would pack into an 18 or a 19 or a 20 issue script, like, that would take like 3 issues or 4 issues in today's style of comic writing, which is not too many words unless you're Brian Bendis. Otherwise, you know, you get through a lot of stuff. I'm sorry, I completely lost my train of thought there. Landy, what X-Men stuff have you been up to?
Well, you and me, as you may know.
Yeah.
As this family knows, have watched X-Men Evolution together. I really enjoyed that, so we've played a lot of X-Men Unite, Marvel United X-Men, X-Men United, whatever you want to say. And we've also been watching a lot of the X-Men movies. Like, we watched X-Men X2, X3, The Wolverine, and I think there was one. Oh, yeah, Force of Class.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so a lot of X-Men stuff has been going on in this house this year. 2024, this is the year of X-Men. First off, this is the 50th anniversary of Wolverine.
Well, that is pretty awesome.
So he first appeared in 1974 in the Incredible Hulk 181, technically Incredible Hulk 180, because the final page, there's a panel of Wolverine, and it's like, next time, bub, you know. So a lot of people consider 181 to be the official first appearance of Wolverine, because he's on the cover and he's in a bunch of the pages. But we do first see him in Incredible Hulk 180, both of those issues coming out in 1974. So we're on the 50th anniversary of Wolverine. Last year, 2023, was the 60th anniversary of X-Men, who first came out in 1963. So it's a huge year for Wolverine. It's a huge year for the X-Men. Also, there's only one MCU movie this year, and that's Deadpool and Wolverine. We're not going to talk about that trailer or anything. I'm going to leave that to my friends who have much better podcasts than mine and cover MCU stuff. But either way, this is going to be a big year. We've already gotten one X-Men Lego set this year. We're supposed to get an X-Mansion Lego set, big Lego set. So
I'm looking forward to that.
We're getting Marvel Legends lines of X-Men that are not only based on the X-Men 97 that's coming out, but other X-Men stuff. It's going to be a big year for X-Men, okay?
Yeah.
So we've already kicked that off with watch-throughs of, like you said, Landy, X-Men Evolution. We're making our way through all of the X-Men movies. I think, Maxon,
I've seen now every single PG-13 X-Men movie and might watch Logan soon enough. But, yeah. Technically, I haven't seen Once Upon a Deadpool yet, but
Yeah.
Well, I just picked it up and watched it, so we'll work on that. And then, yeah, trying every to get you exposed to some Logan. There's obviously a lot of stuff I think I would have to skip over with that one being rated R and mom not letting you guys watch rated R stuff yet. But yeah, it's been it's an X-Men year already for us, and this trailer just makes it so much better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We were mentioning X-Men Legos, and I also would like to note the X-Men collectible minifigures.
Yeah, the CMF wave of the Legos, though I think technically that came out last year. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, we were just talking about Legos, so I just thought I'd mention that.
I think you and I talked about those, Landy.
I don't know.
On an old episode. I think it was when we were doing the Wolverine Claw and the Wolverine Buildable figure. We talked about the upcoming
I think we did talk about that. Yeah.
You two both have all three of the X-Men. I haven't. Now I need to break the fourth wall. If you want your own X-Men, all three of them, you just gotta buy a box. It's got all three of them every single time.
six-pack box that had the same six.
Apparently the six-packs aren't actually scrambled. They just put the same characters in one box.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get one, you just buy one of those.
Yeah, you get Storm, Beast, and the Wolverine. The Wolverine minifigure from that is probably the best one that we've gotten. It's easily the most detailed. It's a fantastic minifigure. I love the Storm. I love the 90s costume. And then, of course, that Beast is so cool with his smiley face and glasses that he has. And then his X-Men mug and his microscope. That was a really cool touch.
It is.
Another thing to note about the Wolverine, according to a YouTube video, is also the first X-Men minifigure to feature dual molding.
Yeah, dual molding on the legs, and then also the arm printing, the back printing. It's all really good. It's just a fantastic minifigure. And yeah, I was glad to add those to the collection. I also really enjoyed the minifigures that we got in the new X-Gen, which I haven't talked about on here yet because I've not recorded anything for this year. And that came out January 1. So I haven't really talked about it on the podcast yet, but yeah, it comes with the Magneto in his new suit that we'll see him wearing in X-Men 97, and then of course our first time getting a 90s Cyclops and our first time getting a Rogue. So I'm pretty excited about that, especially because we never actually got Rogue in the Lego Marvel Superheroes game.
Yeah, I think you're right. They gave us like Archangel and Iceman and Phoenix and Psylocke, but I don't think they gave us Rogue. So they gave us Gambit, but I don't think they gave us Rogue. So yeah, that's the
first time seeing Rogue. Yeah, they didn't. The fun fact about that game, and I have another thing to mention too. So Captain America can deflect things with his shield, but Emma Frost also does that. So she turns into a crystal form, and then she can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention is, I forget. Sorry. I forgot.
It's all right.
It's also worth noting that between the three of us, we have been playing quite a bit of Champion. Mostly just me and you, Dad.
Yeah, I played
Landy's played like two games. But yeah, you and I have played quite a few.
Mm-hmm. One of them was Maxon was teaching me, so me and Maxon were both one character, and then they finished. I was doing my bedtime get ready for things, so I wasn't there to finish it. So yeah, but then we played a game with the Sentinels, which we accidentally did wrong. But I played as Colossus, and they played as Cyclops and Wolverine.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing Marvel Champions and diving into the X-Men content there. My friend Ryan, who's been on the podcast several times as well, has been, funnily enough, a big champion of the game Marvel Champions, and doing his best to convince me to play. And so I finally kind of decided it was time to jump in, and so we picked up the core box and got the Mutant Genesis expansion around Christmas time, and then since then we've also gotten the Next Evolution, the X-Force expansion, as well as all of the hero packs that came from those two waves, and we're really excited. Later next month, the third and final X-Men expansion is dropping. That's Age of Apocalypse. And we're also getting at least four new hero packs, one of which has been revealed as Iceman. So we're pretty excited about getting all of that new X-Men content for Marvel Champions.
I remembered what I was going to say. Speaking of, Dad just mentioned Iceman. I'm really hoping he's in the new X-Men set. Because I have the Daily Bugle, which has Spider-Man and Firestar. So if I got an Iceman, then I'd have Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Also, now that I have Rivendell, I can put Iceman in the water and he'll blend in.
Yeah. It's thematic. I remember when Iceman took his trips to Middle-earth.
It was a really awesome arc. Anyway, now we don't really have a top anything, but I kind of just pulled one out of the middle of nowhere. Like a top three, like top three X-Men movies, since we've been talking about them. We don't need to go, like, into a lot of detail, just something quick, because we didn't come prepared.
Okay, well, kick us off then. What are your top three X-Men movies?
So far, my favorite is Days of Future Past. I think they did a really good job with it. And it was just, like, it took all the best elements of all the X-Men movies and put them all together. Then my second favorite is First Class, which, I mean, I know that the two of you aren't really huge fans of First Class, but I thought, putting all the weirdness aside of how weird their First Class X-Men team was, you know, like Banshee and Angel, like, it was weird. But
it was a cool team, having, like, Banshee and stuff.
I still thought it was a cool movie and that had cool action sequences, and I liked most of the characters besides Angel, who, you know, I don't want to do spoilers, but you all know she's not the most likable.
It's a 13-year-old movie, man. I think you can spoil it if you want.
Yeah, okay. Angel ends up betraying them in the end, so, you know.
Yeah, and then I thought, well, maybe she's going to betray Sebastian Shaw. Nope. She's not betraying anybody except for the X-Men. Yep.
And now this one, I know a lot of people probably aren't going to consider in their top three, but then my third one I would have to say would be X-Men Origins Wolverine. Just kidding. The Wolverine for sure. The Wolverine, I think, isn't as good as some of the other movies, and like I can see why some people say that the third act isn't nearly as good as the first two acts, but I still really like the movie, and I mean it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Landy, do you have a top three of X-Men movies
that you watched? Yeah. My second favorite, I know a lot of people don't agree with. I guess I'll do first.
First, you do your number one.
The first?
All right, you can do worst to first, I guess.
My second, nobody will agree with, probably.
That's fine.
Right. So, third favorite is X2, which is probably agreeable for a lot of people. Second favorite is the one that a lot of people probably disagree with, X-Men The Last Stand. Max and Ari says he only likes it for the Iceman scene.
I thought that
last part was really cool at Alcatraz. There was a lot of good action. Yes. Beast was red.
Yeah.
And then my favorite is the Wolverine.
Wow. All right. Those are pretty good lists. I would go with Logan number one for me. There's no question about how good of a movie it is. Obviously, you guys haven't seen it.
I've seen the trailers like a million times each. I did the math last night. I've seen, if you put together all that I've seen of the trailers, I've seen them like 2 hours worth of times. So wow. I've seen each of the trailers as long as the normal Logan movie itself is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Max is really obsessed with watching that movie.
It looks awesome.
It is fantastic. It is such a good movie. I absolutely loved it. Amazing performances from everyone. Oh, it was just so good. So Logan, number one. And then my number two and number three would be X2, X-Men United as number two, and X-Men Days of Future Past as number three.
Days of Future Past is really good, and X2 is also really good.
So X2 was your favorite?
No, second.
Oh yeah, Logan. I forgot because you said that a while back.
X2 is his favorite PG-13 X-Men movie.
Yep. All right, cool. Yeah, so that was a fun top three. Yeah, we've been having a blast going back through and watching all of the X-Men movies and getting ready for Deadpool and Wolverine later on this year.
Which we're probably not going to be able, me and Landy probably won't be able to watch.
Yeah, me and Max not hoping, at the same time not hoping, though, that they make it PG-13.
Maybe they'll do a Once Upon a Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we watched the trailer and you had to mute two things to preserve our childlike innocence.
Yeah.
But, who knows? Just two things. It could be PG-13. I don't foresee it, but it does look pretty good.
Yeah, the fact that they kept those jokes in for the trailer, I'm thinking, yeah, it's definitely going to be hard R. I think they've mostly confirmed it, but again, you know, you never know with the studio and with Bob Iger, and if that's the only movie coming out this year and it's not even PG-13, how much money will it make and all that? So I understand where the company's coming from. There might need to be some changes and all that, but I really hope not. I really hope they just do the regular R version and then maybe release, you know, a PG-13 version on Disney Plus later on in the year so that families can see it.
They can keep it PG-13 and still make it good, and then just like release an extended cut that's rated R, because you know that's what the Wolverine did. It made its PG-13 cut and then it went in technically unrated, but they made their R-rated cut. So
yeah, funnily enough, Logan made more money than the Wolverine, even though Logan was rated R and the Wolverine was PG-13.
I liked in the Once Upon a Deadpool trailer, I need you just as much as you need me. I don't need you at all. You need me to untie you once more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff was fun. I watched Once Upon a Deadpool recently, and yeah, I liked the Fred Savage cuts. Cutting to hit, he was fun. He was a fun addition. And yeah, because of that, they were able to cut some of the action down, and yeah, I definitely see how a PG-13 cut would be desirable by the movie studio, by Disney and by Marvel Studios. But yeah, it's you gotta do R with Deadpool
to have it like be fully enjoyable. You would probably want to keep the spirit of the first two. Yeah. It would be like if the first two Wolverine movies were fairly violent and then Logan was like rated G. It wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I think that's enough movie talk. Do you guys want to get into this breakdown for X-Men 97?
You know I do.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That was the longest response I've ever heard.
All right. So let's jump in. We start on a typical 90s living room with a crummy old box TV. I had a TV just like that in my room, by the way, boys, when I was growing up, because that's what TVs were like back then.
We had also had awesome the Colossus TV. Toy.
I also had that Colossus toy that
and
they showed.
And then they've also, in the bottom left, they've got a picture of Gene and Scott. And I said, while we were watching that trailer, Dad, why don't you have one of those?
Yeah, so, okay, so there's a guy... He's an artist named Dan Wiesenmeyer, and he was one of the artists that did, like, storyboards and promotional art for X-Men 97. And every now and then, whenever he goes to a con, he actually prints out, like, 11x7 photograph paper of, like, his version of that picture. And then he'll make them available, like, on his website. And so every time a big con is coming up, I look to see if he's on the guest list and if he's going to have those available. And next time those are available, I'm snagging one. And I'm going to frame it, and it's going to be in my X-Men area.
If it's not really expensive, which it being a con exclusive, I'm sure it'll absolutely be. I should probably get one of those, too, if it's not too expensive.
I'll get one of them,
too. It's like 20 or 40 bucks.
And we'll get
like
Mom
that.
One, too, because, you know, why not?
yeah, we'll get one for everyone.
Yeah, and then... Then I'll grow up and my children will be like, who are those cartoon people? Who are those two cartoon couple next to your wedding picture with Mom? And I'm like, oh, they're just one of the best couples of all time.
You're like, that's my mom and dad, duh.
We can put the Scott and Jean picture over you and Mom's wedding picture if we can't find room.
That's fine. I was there. I remember our wedding. I don't need pictures to remind me of what it was like. All right. So it comes in, and on that TV, it's like a couple of the final scenes from the finale. Graduation Day, X-Men the Animated Series, Season 5, Episode 10. Not just the season finale, but the whole series finale. It plays a few scenes from there, and it reminds us of kind of what happens. We know that Xavier was attacked, he was slowly dying, and he leaves with Lilandra to go to Shi'ar space, where she can hopefully cure him. And it leaves kind of Magneto on this footing where he's kind of good, kind of bad. He had teamed up with the X-Men to help save Xavier, and Cyclops was then left in charge of the X-Men. And that's kind of how the series ended. And so we see a few scenes of that before jumping into our actual trailer. We then see in the new series, we see nighttime New York City from the ocean or the bay or whatever, Hudson Bay maybe, I don't know. I've not been to New York, so I'm not up on my New York geography. But we're looking at what I assume is like Manhattan, right? Like Manhattan Island, we're looking at it. We zoom in and there's like this electronics store that's having a sale. And in the alley next to them, we see two characters. We see...
Leech.
Yep.
And Callisto.
Perfect. So we see Callisto and Leech. And like Callisto kind of grabs Leech by the shoulders, pulls him like into the shadows. And then we cut again to another place. It's like City Skate Park or something like that. I don't know. It's an indoor kind of like skate place. And this like paper kind of falls in front of the screen. It's the...
Daily Bugle.
Daily Bugle, yes.
I wasn't sure what you were going for because there are like four things on that, so...
Yeah, and also it leads me to think that they're going to do another one like in the Spider-Man TV series when honestly, a guy named Landon, so whoops, captures Beast experiment on him, so whoopsies.
Yeah, the bad guy in that crossover. Was you, apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, so there was that crossover, but one of the things said, is Spider-Man a mutant? So that kind of leads me to hope that there's going to be another crossover.
And then the other panel on the newspaper was something about the Hellfire Gala, and it was written by Eddie Brock, pictures by Peter Parker. So plenty of Spider-Man references on that paper.
Yes.
Which tons. I thought was pretty
and
awesome.
And that also leads me to think, are they also going to do a sequel series to the Spider-Man animated series?
I would really hope so. Like, Spider-Man the Animated Series is pretty good. Not as good as X-Men the Animated Series in quality, but I still... still pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say it's excellent. It's up there with X-Men and Batman as, you know, the best 90s animated series. Maybe throw Gargoyles in there.
I mean, obviously Batman is the best animated series of all time ever.
Yeah.
With maybe one of the best cartoon jump scares when Two-Face, I don't really understand why this happened, but he's like the psychiatrist with Two-Face, mm-hmm. and then lightning goes, and then his face is Two-Face's face. I'm like, well, I don't really know how that works, because it happened in the chemical reaction, so I don't really understand that, but still, pretty good jump scale.
This is a DC podcast now, huh?
Yeah, this is the Batcast now. Yeah. All right. Talking bats. All right, so on this sheet, it mentions the Hellfire Gala, and it says something about, like, mutant fashion show. It's got pictures of Banshee, Dust, Maggot, Nature Girl, and then two other characters that I have no idea who they are. I'm like, who are these characters? I have no idea.
There seems to be like a ninja.
Yeah, there's like a ninja person, and like both of them seem to have diamonds on their heads, so it's like, are they just different clones of Sinister that are hanging out with the X-Men? I don't know. Who knows? We do know that Sinister is supposed to be the villain of this season, but who knows? I couldn't quite place those characters or figure out who they were, but at least Banshee, Maggot, Nature Girl, those all definitely stood out to me as characters, where it's like, without a question, that's who those characters are. And then we also, as the... Oh, and Dust, of course. And then as this Daily Bugle sheet is falling down, it kind of brings our attention to like a telephone pole or a light pole or something. And you can't really see because it's in the dark, but there's like a wanted poster on there. And I think, Landy, you were the one who maybe figured out who it was first.
Yep. No, I was just like, pretty hey, sure Dad, do you see that wanted poster? And you're like, oh, yeah. I just pointed it out.
Oh, okay. Well, on that wanted poster, I am pretty sure that was Marrow.
Well, if Landy's not going to take credit for it, then I'll take credit for it. And I'll say that that was my brilliant idea. It wasn't. I'm just taking credit.
Yeah, no, like, the outline of the character, like, you can't really see, it's in dark, it's not in focus, but based on the outline of the character, the way the hair was, the fact that it looked maybe like it was kind of pink skin with, like, a green, like, I'm thinking for sure that was Marrow.
No way it's not Marrow, but we've been wrong before. I don't know, Blink?
If you say she had purplish skin, then it could also be Blink, I guess.
Could be.
I mean, Blink has, like, face paint and just looked like a normal face to me.
Yeah,
but it,
me too.
It's possible.
My money's on Marrow. I know that Callisto is supposed to feature in this season again. She even was in the trailer. So I would think that if she's coming back into play in some way, that means we're going to get Marrow. Marrow was introduced in the 90s and she was a polarizing character. When she was first introduced, she was villainous, then she was on the X-Men, but she never really found her place, and she was always super angry and really didn't like humans, and it didn't really seem like she fit in with the X-Men's ideals and Charles Xavier's dream of peaceful coexistence, but she would definitely kind of buy into to Magneto's dream of mutant superiority. So who knows, you know, maybe this will be a good test for Magneto to prove to the X-Men that he's fully on the Xavier dream side by opposing someone like Marrow, who in the past would actually have fit in really well with his ideology. So
I don't know, they're probably gonna end up making Magneto the bad guy before they end up tying this into the MCU.
Yeah. All right. So after that scene, we're then shown a few scenes of like Xavier's funeral. There's like a little vigil where people have put like pictures of Xavier and stuff. And like,
there's a teddy bear.
Yeah, I realized a teddy bear, which leads me to think, because Scott's there, maybe that has to do with the teddy bear that Cable has to do with or something with the teddy bear with Cable.
Well, that was in Deadpool 2, and odds are they're not crossing over X-Men 97 with a movie that's definitely R. But it's a good theory. We don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, maybe that's Hope's teddy bear. Who knows? So we see there's like a note that says, I love you. We then go to the actual funeral where we see his casket being put in the ground. We have to assume that it's empty, right? Because right. Xavier went to Shi'ar space. And for all intents and purposes, on Earth, it's believed that he's dead. But we all know that he went to alien space, right? So I'm assuming that they're just burying an empty casket for the world to be like, oh, poor Xavier, but yeah, he's in space.
I mean, they could have just buried his body and just been like, sorry, Xavier, if you come back, don't.
Yeah. And then after the funeral, we're taken to like an anti-mutant protest in front of what looks to be like the United Nations or some big political building. We see a facility that Sentinels are possibly going to come back into production because we see this big Sentinel arm with like a doctor guy kind of standing in front of him. We're then in the UN again, and this time we're seeing like the trial of Magneto from Uncanny X-Men number 200. So that's really cool. That's also where the costume that Magneto is wearing, that's where that comes from. It's from those issues, you know, the like maroon kind of, you know, burgundy fuchsia suit with just the M on the chest, no helmet or anything.
The days of fuchsia passed.
Yeah, the days of fuchsia passed. That's right. From there, we see something that I'm assuming is Genosha. It seems to be like some big building, and then out in front are statues of both Xavier and Magneto. So I'm assuming that's Genosha. We get to see a little action montage sequence of each X-Man kind of using their powers. We see like Gambit charging up some cards. We see Cyclops' visor. We see Wolverine's claws getting popped. I think we see Storm, like we see her feet walking, and with every step there's like electricity and all that. And then we see a scene with like Bishop kind of letting go with a big energy blast. So we get this really cool montage sequence. I think my favorite of these sequence in this whole sequence is the reveal of pregnant Jean Grey. It makes me happy in my heart for Scott and Jean.
Though honestly, I'm not sure if that's Jean Grey because Goblin Queen's supposed to be in it, so it could be whole. Though at the same time, Jean Grey was with them at the end of X-Men, so I wouldn't see where the Goblin Queen would end up marrying Scott.
Alright, so then here's a question for you guys. Do you think that this is Rachel or Cable? Because, I mean, I didn't watch the animated series, but I don't know if we got Cable's whole thing.
Yeah, as far as Cable's origin goes, I don't think we ever actually got that in the animated series. We've had him in the future. We've had him coming back. I know that we have the reveal in the show of Corsair being Scott's father. I don't even think we ever got the reveal that Havoc and Cyclops were brothers in the show. And so I don't think that we actually got the Cable. So I'd be interested to see if we actually have this being Nathan Christopher, and they actually do start giving us some more of Cable's backstory. My hope with this series, especially with like some of the younger characters, is that we will get a spinoff of New Mutants / X-Force, and we're going to have Cable, we're going to have Sunspot leaving the X-Men and joining that team. They're going to bring back Cannonball, they're going to bring back like Boom Boom and Rusty, since we had those characters.
That would be pretty awesome.
WizKid, you know?
Could also do Rusty in a Deadpool thing. I'm just joking.
Yeah. But like, we've had all of the young character, not all of them, because I don't think we ever had anything with like Moonstar. And we never had anything with Karma.
No.
And we never had anything with Wolfsbane. But I think it would be interesting if like throughout this show, maybe they do Inferno, they do the whole baby thing, and then we reveal that Cable is Scott's son. And then there's like a falling out. And so Cable leaves the X-Men and he takes all the young students with him. And we get like an X-Force spinoff. That would be awesome.
Well, we have seen Wolfsbane, though. I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, though. I'm pretty sure it is not Wolfsbane. I'm pretty sure it's Feral.
Yes.
But Forge says Wolfsbane, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We did have Wolfsbane in the X-Factor episode. Yeah. Duh. Thanks, Landy. I totally forgot about Forge. Yeah. So that was Wolfsbane. But if they're having Wolfsbane on X-Factor already, then I guess they're not really going to do her in New Mutants. And she wasn't part of X-Force. So maybe they'll pull in Feral. Maybe they'll pull in Warpath. I don't know. I would love to see like an entire X-Men animated universe. And we're getting an X-Men cartoon, and we're getting an X-Factor cartoon, and an X-Force cartoon. Oh, that would just be awesome.
It would be awesome.
And an X-Men movie that would be like, I don't know really what it would be, but it would be cool if it was like, I know, I'd say Days of Future Past, but all the like good movie worth storylines have already been the So
yeah, so I'm going to jump on your toes here, Landy. That's what I want. Like, more than live-action X-Men joining the MCU, what I want the most is X-Men 97 expanding into an entire universe of X-Men animated shows, and then give me an animated movie that crosses over X-Men and X-Factor and X-Force doing like an Age of Apocalypse.
That would be pretty
that's
good.
That's what I want. That's my dream.
All right, I've scenario. Got a good one that they could do. It would cross over X-Men and X-Factor and X-Force. Executioner, son.
That would be excellent. And we know that we're getting Executioner in this series thanks to the reveal of Wave 2 of the X-Men Legends toys.
All right, let's hope that we didn't just accidentally figure this out and the director's going to be like, oh, damn it, now I have to come up with something else and then scrap it.
Yeah, we'll get sued. We'll get a cease and desist.
Anyway, so another thing that would be cool is it's not really part of X-Men 97, but if they did a what-if thing, that was what if the Nasty Boys captured Peter Parker and Mary Jane accidentally instead of Scott and Jean.
Oh yeah, and the Goblin Queen is not a clone of Jean Grey, but she's a clone of Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
No, this is just a what if where the X-Men have to save Spider-Man, because that would be awesome.
Well, they had Yondu and the Ravagers accidentally capture T'Challa, who's in an entire different continent from Peter Quill, so, I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, he's like on the opposite side of the globe. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Before we leave the topic of X-Force, though, it is possible. We've seen cameos for Domino, Deadpool, and I believe, also Feral, and I think other people.
I actually think we've seen in one of the episodes, I'm pretty sure we've actually seen, like, a New Mutants cameo in the future, where, like, Cannonball, Thunderbird, I forget if that's his name, maybe it's that's Warpath. The DC guy.
Thunderbird is his, like,
his older brother.
Yeah, his older brother.
Warpath and Cannonball with Feral in the future, where there's the virus about the, like, mutants.
Yeah, I think
and
Landy's
then Feral,
right.
like, stumbles, and then Cannonball, like, catches her.
Nice.
So right. That might mean that that they will do that, because we've seen it in the future.
Landy, sometimes you have the best memory of anybody ever.
You have a beautiful mind, Landy.
We're all like, they should show us X-Force, and you're like, they already showed us X-Force, and they're like, you're right, they should show us Rain, and you're like, they already showed us Rain.
They in this, showed us in this thing, like, 2-second thing, in one of the, like, very first episodes.
Okay, so let's get back on topic here before we start just wildly speculating and talking about all the things that we want.
Yeah, we should probably get back to the trailer.
Let's get back to this trailer.
Honestly, forgot we were doing the trailer.
We're talking about this montage. Pregnant Jean, and then I think my favorite action sequence of this little montage thing, because we see, like, Rogue flying, and there's a couple other things. I think my favorite moment is when Gambit hops on Wolverine's back and charges his claws. That was cool.
That's so
we were
freaking
watching
awesome.
The trailer and we were like saying, well, all's going down. And I didn't actually see what was going down when that happened. And I'm like, and then awesomeness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Landy were watching it for the first time. And, like, you know, we were like, holy crap, that is just awesome.
Yes.
And it's not false.
That was rad.
It was really rad.
So then that makes me think, are his claws gonna blow up and then he gets bone claws?
What I'm thinking is is he just dying inside because his skeleton is all charged?
His whole skeleton? Yeah, not just the claws.
That would really suck. He gets the I'm dead now.
Well, I mean, at least he can heal, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, so we have this cool montage, and it ends with a sequence where Cyclops is standing, and he says the thing, to me, my X-Men. And then all the X-Men arrive. I'm super excited
Another thing I realized, though, is there was an X-Men who's not there when he says, to me, my X-Men. Pregnant Jean.
Well, yeah. She's not out in the field. Well, clearly, she's pregnant. She's not out in the field. And then, if that wasn't the best way to end it, they give us one last little sequence, which is the X-Men. They're all wearing, like, athletic gear. Jean's dressed as a referee. You can tell they were probably playing basketball. Probably not baseball, even though that would have been more Claremontian. Either way, they're out there. They're having they're getting their sweat on. And for whatever reason, they bust into, like, Xavier's office And Magneto is standing in there, and he says, "The last will and testament of Charles Xavier, everything he built now belongs to me." Or something, I don't know. I'm paraphrasing.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Literally, it was something like that.
Yeah. And he sends this, like, book magnetically to Cyclops to pretty much say, like, "I'm in charge of the X-Men now, punk."
Why is there metal in a book? Beast. Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter who he gave the book to.
Really. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And so there we go. So that's how Magneto is left in charge of the X-Men, because Xavier left it all to him, and so now he owns the mansion and he owns the X-Men and the Blackbird and all that. So I'll be curious to see, like, how it shakes out with the X-Men, you know, which ones kind of join with Magneto and continue to do the X-Men stuff, which ones are like, maybe it's time for us to retire. You know, Scott and Jean are having a baby, so maybe they're,
I wouldn't be surprised. We've seen most of the X-Men in action. The Cyclops just kind of stood there the whole time. And then, of course, Jean's pregnant, so you probably don't want her out in the field doing any fighting.
Him begin blasting with his visor in the, like, action montage sequence.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been pregnant, but I'm going to imagine that it's not best to be beating people up when you're pregnant.
Probably not. Probably not a good thing to be in the field when you're growing.
Especially because I doubt this would happen in a child-friendly show, but somebody could stab her when she's pregnant.
Taking
a little dark there.
Okay,
Randy.
Sorry. You can just cut that, probably.
We just imply that it's bad. All right. So yeah, that was it for the trailer. I know that you guys were pretty hyped beforehand. I've been super hyped about this for a long time. How does this trailer affect your hype level?
Probably more hyped now that I actually know what it's going to look like.
Okay, well, I feel like I watched that trailer and wasn't really excited. I'm just joking. I feel really hyped.
Yeah.
I told Maxton, like, several times that day, that trailer made me really hyped.
Yep, Lady kept telling me over and over and over how hyped he was.
Nice. Yeah, I would say maybe before the trailer, I was at like maybe 4 or 5 adamantium claws. And now that we've seen this trailer, my hype level is 6 out of 6 adamantium claws.
And in your feet, too.
Sure. All right, well, I think that's all we have. We wanted to talk about this trailer and how excited we were and just X-Men stuff in general, because we've been having a heck of an X year so far. And yeah, I'm really excited to continue that. So March 20th, we will be probably just Saturday morning snicktoonsing each episode again. So pretty excited.
Yes,
about
I refuse to watch the X-Men episodes on a Wednesday. I'm going to do it properly and watch it on a Saturday. Disney, if you're listening, you let me down.
Yeah.
Yeah, though it probably shouldn't come out on though it's good that it comes out on a Wednesday, because then that gives Dad time to keep his Saturday.
Yeah, I can watch it on Wednesday. Well, I can't. I'm absolutely watching it on Wednesday. And then I'll probably be recording Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday night and having new episodes release on Saturday. So anyone who's out there who will be watching these on Saturday, they can wake up, watch the episode, and then listen to my episode.
I might be like, "Hey, Mom, I changed my mind about doing school so much so we get Friday off. Let's do it Wednesday." Well, why Wednesday? Me. No reason except for X-Men's coming out on that day.
Yeah, I don't know. If odds are, me and Landy are probably gonna both be on an episode, or each be on an episode. In which case, we're probably gonna end up having to watch it on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday, so that we can put the episode out on a Saturday. But regardless, when we don't have to, I'm watching it on Saturday, because whose idea was it to be like Saturday morning cartoons, right? Except for now they're Wednesday, because we decided.
Yeah,
it's like, at least make it Tuesday. Nowadays, it's like everything comes out on Tuesday, like Ahsoka, all the other stuff, like Mando, I'm pretty sure, and Book of Boba Fett. It's like, why did you choose Wednesday? Yeah. It's like, it used to be Saturday, now it's Tuesday, but you chose Wednesday anyway. It's like Saturday or Tuesday, decide one of those two.
Yeah, totally.
For sure. All right.
Well, cool. Thanks for coming back on the show, boys. I had a great time talking about the trailer and just X-Men in general and X-Men cartoons. I mean, just anything X-Men. I had a great time chatting with you boys. So thanks again for coming back on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us again.
I was really honored to be back on. Great. It was really fun doing it with my blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
My little brother.
Yep. The Scott to your Alex.
Or the Alex to his Scott.
Sometimes, depending on the...
Depending on the universe.
Yeah, depending on the continuity. Cool. All right, boys. I'll let you get back to your weekend.
Sick.
All right, bub, there you have it. That was my conversation with my boys. Super excited to have them on. As you can tell, we are stoked for X-Men 97. Cannot wait till it comes out. It's going to be a tough countdown from now until March 20th, but at least we know the date. We have the date finally of when the show is coming out, and I cannot wait. My sons can't wait. No one can wait. I hope that you're all as excited for the show as I am and that you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to continue the conversation, you can reach out to me via email, talksnicked@gmail.com. I highly recommend, in the show notes, I'll have a link, but I highly recommend joining the Talk and Snick Discord. It's a lot of fun over there. We've been talking lots of Marvel Legends lately. Or not Marvel Legends, lots of Marvel Champions lately, because I'm finally getting into it. My sons are playing with me. And of course, a couple of the people in that Discord are also really big fans of that. So that's kind of what we've been discussing. Of course, there's lots of toys and Funko Pops and all that sort of stuff coming out. We're all still waiting. Now that we have the release date for X-Men 97, all that we have to do now is wait for the release date and the official images of the Lego X-Mansion that's supposed to come out later this year, and I cannot wait for that either. Man, this is going to be such a great year for X-Men. But yeah, so like I said, reach out to me via email, or if you're a little bit more social, then consider joining the Discord. Until next time, bub.